He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. He's lived it, and now you can hear it from him directly. Join Illini great and All-American linebacker Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy insight into Illinois and Big Ten football all season, thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Mosser Shoes, Coldwell Banker Marvin Turner, and Flooring America. Can't catch the show live? Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
One last day to make their case to voters. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We are going to fight, and we are going to win, win, win.
President Trump rallying in Georgia. He'll go to Ohio, Indiana, and Missouri today. He was also in Tennessee yesterday. Fox's Colonel Scott live in Franklin.
Dave, in the president's support of Marsha Blackburn for Senate at a Chattanooga stop, he continued to paint Democrats, including Blackburn's opponent Phil Bredesen, as obstructionists.
Democrats produce mobs. Republicans produce jobs.
But Bredesen, campaigning earlier in Chattanooga the same day, said he'd be different if he were to win this race.
Whatever is said in the heat of a campaign will not affect my willingness, eagerness even, to work with the president.
Polls open tomorrow morning, but nearly 1.4 million Tennesseans have already cast an early vote this year, Dave.
Grinnell, nationwide, it's more than 30 million who've early voted, setting records in states like Florida, Florida, and Texas.
The health care of millions is on the ballot.
Former President Obama campaigning in Indiana, then Illinois, saying he's optimistic for Democrats.
Watching so many people get involved, marching, organizing, running for office, record numbers of women. We need more women in office.
A trial starts today in New York that the Justice Department wants the U.S. Supreme Court to block, a challenge to asking people on the 2020 census if they're citizens or not.
That trial stems from lawsuits brought by a dozen states and large cities who say adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census will discourage immigrants from participating and dilute political representation and money for states that tend to vote Democratic.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, week after a plane crashed after takeoff from Indonesia, killing 189 people on board. Investigators say the black box data recorder shows the jet had an airspeed indicator on that, malfunctioned on that, and three other flights. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same, but while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
They'll start to pick a jury today in New York City to put a notorious Mexican drug lord on trial.
Joaquin Guzman, also known among drug-dealing royalty as El Chapo, will start to be tried in federal court in Brooklyn, New York today. He's charged with being the ringleader of one of Mexico's most ruthless narcotic syndicates, the Sinaloa Cartel. Guzman is infamous for buying the loyalty of the Mexican lawmen assigned to keep him in prison in that country. He's twice escaped high-security lockup using intricately engineered tunnels. Guzman is now charged with ordering dozens of murders and trafficking hundreds of tons of cocaine into the United States. Mexico agreed to extradite Guzman to the U.S. for trial under assurance he would not face a death penalty. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Brent Taylor's remains will be flown back to the U.S. today. He's a National Guard soldier murdered in Afghanistan over the weekend in an insider attack, shot by an Afghan guard. Taylor was the mayor of North Ogden, Utah, taking a year-long leave of absence. A disaster in Texas. A couple who had just tied the knot never got to take their honeymoon.
A family friend of Texas residents Will Byler and Bailey Ackerman wrote on Facebook that the young couple was killed as they flew off in the family helicopter after their fairy tale wedding. The pilot also reportedly died. The wedding took place at a family ranch. The crash occurred about an hour and a half later. The crash was confirmed by the National Transportation Safety Board. The helicopter crashed into the side of a hill roughly 80 miles west of San Antonio. The bride and groom were students at Sam Houston State University. Debbie Hanley, Fox News.
It is not a good morning at the airport near Hartford, Connecticut. They've had a series of power outages that delayed a bunch of flights after halting TSA passenger screening for a while. On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly, not showing much direction before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. It's light, man. We fell back. Look at that. It's light at 7 a.m. Woohoo! Oh, yeah, it gets dark at 5. Anyway, I'll take it.
Uh-huh.
Nice for us. As we move around, lots to say today. I got lots to say about the election. Got a lot to say about Illinois football. Come on, man.
That's right.
Tailgating, I met Gary Hawkersmith. Thank you, Gary, for listening to us every morning. We know you're out there. I said I'm going to do a shout-out right at the top of the show. Gary, thank you.
All right.
Local news with Rich Hancock this morning for Jamie Monticelli, who's overseas. Brought to you by OSF Ergo. Delivers the quick, convenient, high-quality care you expect from urgent care, but in a way you never expected. OSF Ergo offers two locations, Champaign, North Prospect near Walmart and Aldi. I drove by it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And on South Neal by Harvest Market.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Three Spinners nonprofit organization congratulated one student for receiving their first ever scholarship for Parkland College at a gala celebration over the weekend. Three Spinners has been running for about 3 years and has acknowledged the need for scholarship opportunities for students who want to continue their education, according to Three Spinners president Alexandra Van Doren. University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign researchers, in conjunction with Chicago area scientists, are working to create a communications network that can withstand external hacking. University officials announced last month they'll be joining the Chicago Quantum Exchange in their effort to explore quantum technology. The group was started to address concerns for unsecured data. And Scott Foss of Champaign has been sentenced to 10 years for a criminal sexual assault and abuse of his former roommate. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
With two convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit OSF Ergo. Ergo.org to see and learn more.
807-707-807 in New York City, 707 in Champaign-Urbana. Let's check your weather. Brought to you by the Blossom Basket. Floors from simple to simply magnificent with two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. A good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie J. Clouds now, 80% chance of showers later and into the evening tonight with a low 45, 55 the high again tomorrow. Decrease in the clouds, partly cloudy by Tuesday night, low 36, 47 with sunshine expected on Wednesday. Right now the temperature's at 44. ESPN 93.5.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Illinois won.
Yes.
Wow, we were supposed to lose by 10. We win by 30.
Yeah, baby.
Say what? All right, more on that coming up. First, the elections. It's been election season. It doesn't feel like anything special tomorrow. It's election day tomorrow, so I guess it's your last chance to vote.
Right.
Otherwise, you got 100 million chances outside the last 3-4 weeks. We did it. Our family is all in. We have all cast our ballots. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our Monday morning regular guest, Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. He's a learned man who must be rescued from time to time out of the liberal bastion in which he lives, the university campus. How are you, Alan?
Boy, that is so true. I go into my classroom and it's like going into a lion's den.
Okay, so I can understand why people are confused about the midterms. There's 37 Republicans not running again.
Hmm. That's amazing to me, too. Yeah, why do they all jump ship?
Well, there are 18 Democrats that are also jumping ship. So you have 19, a net 19, and the lead by the Republicans is only 23. So there's some changeover. Then there's like Kentucky 6 and outside Houston. And there are little pockets where Hillary won. So people are saying, well, that means the Democrat has a chance. They probably do.
And some very prominent Republicans, I guess they were afraid of not being reelected, or they lost their chairmanship due to term limits. But that's a pretty selfish thing. I rarely go after Republicans, but this time I do. There were some very strong Republican incumbents that probably could have won their seats, kept their seats if they wanted to, for the good of the nation and the party. Oh, no, they're out the door, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of some very prominent, strong Republicans, like Daryl Issa of California, and Mr. Gowdy, and people like that, who've been very prominent in the past several years, and yet they're gone, or they're going to be gone.
All right, Alan, what do you've been a little more nervous slash negative. What do you think? It's tomorrow night. We're going to get the results. It's going to be what it is. What do you think?
I see a lot of people voting here in Texas, and a lot of young people. And when I see a lot of young people voting, I see trouble ahead. You know, In the District of Columbia, I understand they want to lower the voting age to 16, which is not surprising. And they'll actually probably do that. And some people say that's legal for them to do that in national and local elections. I would just think local elections, but they want it across the board. Across the board. It's a bad deal. These young people know nothing. I'm serious, nothing. One out of a thousand might. They're good people, they're nice people, but they need a couple of more years to be of living to know what's going on and to study it. So when I see so many young people in line, and the Democrats love it, I see some trouble.
Okay, what about the Senate?
The Senate, the Republicans will hold the Senate, but in the House, on those little House districts, I think there could be some real trouble for the Republican Party.
I believe it's going to be Republicans holding the House and the Senate going further to the 55 than people expect.
I hope, I sincerely hope you are correct. I really do. I went to class the other day last week at the end of our early voting, which I also do not like. I don't like anything or early voting, you know. And it was just around the block, and 90% of them were young people. You know, having fun, going to vote, and then here they're voting for Beto. They have no idea who he is or what he does. I told some people the other day, they believe Beto is this poor guy that just rolled up his sleeves and going to work against Ted Cruz, the big villain. I had to tell a few of them outside of class that Beto was, his father-in-law is a billionaire. And so he's married into a billionaire family. That just doesn't cut any deal with him. But if Ted Cruz has any links to big money, that means a lot.
Well, we're going to see what happens. And you know what? If the United States of America wants to put Nancy Pelosi back in charge, God bless us. Good luck to us. You're going to see what we saw in the Kavanaugh hearings.
Maxine Waters, the head of the Financial Services Committee.
And listen, and what you're going to see is what we saw in the Kavanaugh hearings. There's going to be a lot of stuff that you're not going to like in hearings and get President Trump. And I think if that happens, I think it's going to help President Trump get reelected. I really do.
You may be right. And in the end, probably nothing will come out of it except a lot of chaos.
No, it's
the world is also pretty dangerous. Iran is threatening all sorts of things because of the sanctions that President Trump put on them, very correctly so, but Iran could cause some mischief.
Yeah, and I think that the Democrats are fixated almost to a point of unhealthy on getting rid of Donald Trump. They're one.
Oh, absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
And President Obama is becoming hysterical at his rallies that he attends. He's so intent on preserving whatever legacy he had.
Yeah. And has any president ever done this?
I don't think so, at least not to that extent. They did remain very, very quiet. But, you know, we worry about President Trump being an egomaniac, and he is. But President Obama reaches over that to a great extent.
Well, he says I a whole lot of times when he speaks.
And that's right. And apparently yesterday in some of the rallies, I saw some of them. He was just all over the place,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
mad,
yeah.
You know. But we're the good people. They're the bad people.
Exactly. Alan, always a pleasure. We'll just hold our collective breaths, and we'll talk next Monday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Been teaching 50 years. ESPN 93.5. What do you think? My prediction is bold. It is against the grain. Might be totally wrong. That's what I think. I think the House is held by the Republicans, and I think the Senate goes deeper into a majority than they think. They think it's going to be 52-53 edge for the Republicans. I think it'll be more. I think 55 plus. Nobody else is saying that. What do I know? Nothing. What do you think? 359-2255, ESPN 93.5, your sports headlines coming up.
Okay.
An electrostatic sprayer available at CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Guaranteed to save you time and money. Proven tool for properly cleaning whatever you have to clean. Offices, schools. Stay ahead of flu season. Call CMI today. Find out more about the world's number one electrostatic cleaning tool today. 359-6262. 359-6262 online, cmiclean.com, cmiclean.com.
NFL action had the Bears beating Buffalo 41-9.
Yeah.
Awesome. And your Saints big winners over the LA Rams.
A big win.
45-35.
Yeah.
Weren't the Rams undefeated?
Yes, they were.
Wow.
Yeah, somewhere in Miami, they opened a bottle of wine because they're the last undefeated team. The Dolphins were 17-0 in 1972, and when the last undefeated goes down, the old Miami Dolphin players open a bottle of wine.
I see. Okay, Patriots over the Packers, 31-17 in that later game, and tonight it'll be Tennessee at Dallas. Top 25 is now Alabama, number one, of course. Number two, Clemson. Three's Notre Dame. Michigan has bumped up to number four. Georgia is at five. Ohio State at eight. Michigan State at 24. I know with Illinois beating Minnesota on Saturday, Golden Gophers let go of their defensive coordinator, Rob Smith, yesterday.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Yeah. Evidently, P.J. Fleck has tapped Joe Rossi, formerly defensive coordinator at Rutgers, as the guy who will finish out the season. David Beatty with Kansas's Jayhawks won't return for a fifth season. Bulls and Knicks tonight, Pacers at Houston. Kevin Harvick wins with that checkered flag in Texas.
Here's your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
High 53 today, 45 our low tonight, clouds to start, and then a chance of precipitation possibly after 4, 100% chance of showers tonight. Decrease in the clouds tomorrow, high 55, low 36. Sunshine by Wednesday, high 47, low 28. There's the word snow on Thursday evening.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, later.
Okay. Welcome to November.
Really cold this weekend.
44 now on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Felt so good to get that Illini win.
Yeah, a little more on this coming up. If you want to text in this morning about the election, what you think will happen or anything else, Illinois football, 359-2255, 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, home improvement chain Lowe's is closing 51 stores with weak sales. There are 20 locations closing in the U.S., and most are within 10 miles of another Lowe's store. Lowe's says most employees at the closing stores will be offered similar jobs at locations nearby. The Papageno's chain has abruptly closed an unknown number of restaurants in the Boston area and New Hampshire. The Boston Globe says company representatives have not responded to email requests for information. Verizon is reorganizing into three different businesses effective the first of the year. The company announced this morning it's separating into consumer, business, and a media unit. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 109 points on Friday. The NASDAQ dropped 77, and the S&P lost 17. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. Salonpas Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, Salonpas Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
In the 1800s, the Marin family fled Ireland and settled near Danville. Laboring in fields, they saved enough to buy wasteland and worked to shape it into prosperous farmland.
I'm Mike Marin. My ancestors believed in the promise of Illinois. I do too. I know we can work together to fix our problems with budgets, taxes, and school funding. We can grow our business, strengthen agriculture, and bring people back to Illinois.
It can be done. Believe in Mike Marin as your state representative of the 104th District. Paid for by citizens to elect Mike Maron.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casimir, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carol. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit CUBlindMan.com.
Car guys know. Not all motor oils are created equal, because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLite technology, designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline, trusted for 150 years. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic high mileage and a filter for just $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Well, as you prepare for the end of the year, and my friends, 2 weeks from Thursday is Thanksgiving, so we're coming up on it. UC Wealth Management has some suggestions. First of all, you have to plan, set a little time. Procrastination can lead to missed tax savings. You got to do this by December 31. Defer income to next year. Look for opportunities to accelerate deductions. Know whether you're subject to alternative minimum tax. What's that? Take your required distributions. These are learned things, and you're not keeping up with all the laws. Nobody else is. But BUC Wealth Management can help. Start year-end planning today. But do it. It is November, what is this, 5th? Man. Experienced professionals at Busey Wealth Management. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Go to busey.com and look around that website. They've got so many resources there on their lot. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. Busey Wealth Management, 725. We experienced the change in the St. Louis Cardinal organization about the All-Star break. When Bill DeWitt Jr. came in and said, you know, we got to make a change at the managerial spot with Mike Matheny. It's not going very well. It's a 500 team. So they change. You put this kid, Mike Schilt, who was on the bench.
Right.
Stood next to Mike Matheny all season.
Sure.
So they put him in there, and you're going, oh, what difference does that make? He just stood next to Mike Matheny. What's that going to do? Well, it changed everything. When you go to work today and you say, well, I got an awful boss. It matters, all the way down to the janitorial supply. If you got a great boss, it matters all the way down to the janitorial supply. The Cardinal, one thing I like about the Cardinals is the amazing organization. The general manager and the peanut vendor seem to be about the same degree of happiness. That's hard to do. It's hard to make everybody have a little bounce in their step. What's the secret to being a good leader? Well, go to the Habib thing. which is coming up at the iHotel, and you spend the best $109 you've ever spent in leadership. What is it about leadership? My whole point in this, I think it happened again. Hardy Nickerson, BFF with Lovey Smith, resigns. Falls on the sword. What can change? Come on, man. It's Lovey's defense. What changed is the guy calling the plays is different than the guy that was calling the plays. You know what Lovey Smith said? You know what he said to his team?
What's that?
He went to the defensive guys and said an incredible six words. What do you want to do? What? Coach, we want to blitz. We want to put more pressure on him. We want to fly around. The team looked completely different to me.
I agree.
And when you saw, when the game was competitive and you saw they're doing the dance, they're like timeouts, what's going on with this team?
Yeah, they got energy.
The guys got to call some of their own defensive plays. He let them play. When the game mattered, it was 48-17. They scored two garbage touchdowns like we did at Maryland, same thing.
Right.
I mean, what happened? That was unexpected.
Illini Nation was going, what?
Yeah, and
but I'll take it.
But what do you want to do?
Huh.
He empowered the team. Why wouldn't he do it before? Well, he lets his guys coach. And you think that if you're a defensive lineman or a linebacker that wants to blitz, you're going to go to Lovey and get Hardy in trouble? No, you're not going to do that when you're 19. The guys got to play. They kind of demystified it from this man's point of view. Go get the guy with the ball, guys. That's the guy you tackle. I'm telling you, it's stunning if you look at Maryland and you look at Minnesota. What changed? The leader. The guys are flying around for Lovey, and they like having Lovey call the plays and helping them along. He's just got that calm demeanor. Listen, we're not favored to win again. That's okay. I'm happy. I wanted four. I got my four. I'm thrilled. Now you go to Las Vegas, you hit a slot, you're up $150. You're playing with house money. For me, this is house money. We go to Nebraska. They're 2-7. We ought to compete. Might be a good game. Who knows? We might win. If we win and come back to play Iowa, who's a lot better than me right now, there'll be 50,000 people in there because it'll be for a bowl. That's how big Nebraska game is this Saturday. Anyway, I'm thrilled. I got my four.
Yeah.
We went from 2-4. I think next year it's a bowl. That's kind of what I'm seeing. But it's just stunning. Isn't it amazing what a change at the top can do? And it happens all the time. You wonder why a business is struggling. They got the wrong guy leading it. It can happen. Well, the industry's down. We don't have enough players. No. Get a new leader.
Now, sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees.
And you just have to have the right person leading. That's the lesson here, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think? 359-2255. Back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump campaigns today for three Republican Senate candidates running against Democrat incumbents in Ohio, Indiana, and Missouri. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says about the president's effect on tomorrow's midterm elections.
The type of energy and enthusiasm that we've seen day in, day out over the last probably 6 to 8 weeks is something I've never seen before, certainly not in a midterm election for any president at any point.
She was on Fox and Friends. Economic sanctions lifted under the Iran nuclear deal are, as of today, reimposed by the Trump administration.
Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, saying this is an economic war situation.
Google
He said Iran is standing up to a bullying enemy, likening President Trump to former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein.
Fox's Simon Owen, the sanctions are aimed at hurting Iran's oil industry. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABCHeatingAndAC.com or 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 23-year-old Shermark Pettigrew Sherrill of Champaign, who admitted to harming the mother of his child in a misguided attempt to get his son, has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. He pleaded guilty in September to committing aggravated domestic battery on May 23rd. Other charges of home invasion and domestic battery were dismissed. The News Gazette reports a Central Illinois woman who lied about her teenage daughter being missing has been resentenced to prison after violating her probation. 40-year-old Amanda Huddleston was sentenced to 1 year for obstructing justice. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has received reports of 432 suspected cases of epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD, in white-tailed deer so far in 2018, extending from Schuyler through Bureau counties. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Well, fall is officially here in Central Illinois, and ABC Heating and Air knows that soon Old Man Winter will be knocking on your doors. Ensure your furnace is running at its best when you schedule a fall tune-up at ABC Heating and Air. Don't trust me? Read their reviews. Like ABC has come to my rescue more than once this week. We've always gotten great prompt service at a great price with ABC. And ABC is always professional and never overpriced on any item. Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 or find them online at abcheatingandac.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
In the 101st District, conservative reformer Dan Calkins is the right choice for our families. As our state representative, Dan Calkins will lead the fight for lower taxes, balanced budgets, and good-paying jobs. Dan Calkins shares our Central Illinois values. He's endorsed by pro-life advocates, Second Amendment supporters, and the Illinois Farm Bureau Activator. Change Springfield. On November 6th, elect Dan Calkins to fight for us.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
Our news brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning, abcheatingandac.com, or 352-5400. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got overcast conditions now up to 53, an 80% chance of showers, mainly after 4, and the winds could pick up to 20 miles per hour, down to around 45 tonight. Decrease in the clouds, high 55 tomorrow, partly cloudy by Tuesday night with a low 36. Wednesday, sunshine and a high 47, low 28. That begins the cooling trend. Thursday, partly sunny, high 40, low 28, with a chance of snow showers.
Yeah.
And Friday's high at 41. With the sunshine. We're currently at 44, overcast, ESPN 93.5.
Well, you see, the temperatures this coming weekend are going to be high as 34.
Is that right?
And I think Sunday is a chance.
There it is.
And Sunday, I think there's a chance of snow.
Partly sunny with a high 39 on Veterans Day.
All right.
Speaking of that, I'll be at Savoy's Military Memorial right in front of the municipal building at 11 o'clock on Sunday as we honor our veterans for Veterans Day.
Yep. High school football.
Yes.
The Fisher Bunnies lost, but Monticello won. Tuscola, Grace Miss Illinois, spoke to the Tuscola High School, and tip of the cap to Principal Steve Fiscus. What a nice bunch of kids.
Yeah, the Warriors were very attentive and respectful.
Yeah, and Grace was talking when she paused you couldn't hear a thing.
That's right.
I mean, it was just very impressive. And they were getting ready for their big game. They beat Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Alvin on Saturday handily. So they'll advance to the quarters. Monticello wins. And Gibson City, Melvin Sibley, certainly trying to defend their state title. And congratulations to the STM girls volleyball team. They're headed back to state trying to defend.
Nice.
They won the state championship last year. Can they win another state trophy? It looks like they can.
We had a text in at GCMS and how there's a rematch with Newman Central Catholic Saturday at 6 in Sterling. So thanks for chiming in at 359-2255.
Yeah, feel free to text in if you'd like. So were you more surprised with your life Saturday, Diane, that Illinois won, or you were left to call Stevie J for car help?
Exactly.
I mean, talk about... What?
I said I wouldn't have put money on the Illini, and I wouldn't have put money on Stevie J saving me from a dilemma with a vehicle.
You happen to hit a column I could actually compete in, which is battery charging. Because I told
jumping
you,
a car.
I'm pretty good. I can jump car, red on red, black on black. I can do that. And then I can probably fix your toilet.
Okay.
I've had a lot of hands-on with that kind of work as well.
Thank you for saving me, my damsel in distress. And I've been reaching out to some other people on some other areas of my life because my husband Mike is out of town.
Yeah.
And I'm just without. I didn't realize how much I lean on him.
Mike is your proverbial Mr. Sneezeluck I talk of. That's in the Dr. Seuss book, If I Ran the Circus.
Right.
Mr. Sneezeluck does everything.
Right.
And everything, and doesn't mind. He won't mind. Doctor, just call Mr. Sneezeluck.
That's Mike Anderson for sure.
He can do it all.
And you know, Sam at the iHotel is that way also.
Sam does it all over there as well.
He does.
No doubt about that.
Amazing.
Okay, so Illinois wins, again beats Minnesota. We go to Nebraska. I'll be very curious of this point spread. Very confusing because we were 10-point underdogs. Remember, Las Vegas doesn't goof around with their money, and usually they're amazingly close on stuff. This was a blowout. I mean, they just missed this completely because of the change in the defensive coordinator. Lovie Smith taking over the defense. It obviously had an effect. And then the offense. How about Reggie Corbin? How good is Reggie Corbin? The kid played high school rugby. He's really, really good. He has this Barry Sanders. He's a former older running back for the Detroit Lions. Has that stop and go really quick. And how about Dre Brown? Dre Brown has been hurt most of his college life. He's extraordinarily talented, probably a better person than he is a running back. Dre Brown broke free, and I would like to know his 40-yard time from the 50 down to the 10. That's his first college touchdown. Nobody was catching him. He was on afterburners. Dre Brown scores a lot. We had 3 70-yard runs. That might have happened one other time in Illinois history. We have the best running attack since J.C. Caroline. That's 1950-something.
Hmm.
So Rob Smith coming in here, I mean, how does that work? How can we be so good at running the football when for the last 4 decades with 100 coaches, we can't? And then we can this year?
Right.
It's amazing. This is the second-best running attack we've had in the history of the University of Illinois. I don't get it. And A.J. Bush looked great. He threw the ball well. It was fun.
Man, yeah, it was. By the way, we got a text in about PBL, and I was just, Googling to find out. It looks like they lost the game against Carlinville with a score of 40-7.
Okay, another good season for Pex and Buckley Loda.
Yeah, it was.
So congratulations to all the area folks. All right, I'll check that point spread because I'm curious. If you want to text in about the elections or anything else, we're kind of in the barn here.
Yep.
There'll be a whole lot of people voting, of course, on Election Day.
That's me.
There's a lot of folks that have already voted.
I know that.
And the numbers are they're not the same as the presidential in 16, but they're way higher than the midterms of 14.
Agreed.
There's no question people are voting. Now, what you can't tell is who's voting. Who's voting? Is it GOP, Democrats, Republicans, who? Well, we'll see, obviously, tomorrow night.
And they're still plunking down the money. $128 million is what I heard for the state of Illinois on these elections.
I haven't seen a lot of Bruce Rauner. I've seen a lot of J.B. Pritzker.
That's right.
And common thought is he's a slam dunk. I'm really hoping and praying that Erica Harold wins. You want Democrats controlling every single office in the state of Illinois? That's what you're going to have. If Erica's the only chance I think the Republicans have. So otherwise, it's a complete sweep, and we're telling our government in Illinois tomorrow, The Democrats have done such a good job, they control even more. Are you kidding me? Stunning. It's just a head shaker.
Well, Obama's been stumping for JB, and I guess
and
Trump's
Kwame Raoul, he's in right. for Erica's opponent. But Erica Harold, and I know many of us around here know her. This is a gift to the state. Nobody of her integrity, nobody of her intelligence ever runs for politics. They're too smart. And here we have Erica, who's brilliant. She's Harvard Law. She's a representative with integrity. The Democrats don't want her in the attorney general seat because she can look at stuff and prosecute and get guys in trouble that cheat. We wouldn't want that, would we? I don't know. I just Erica Harold is just an amazing human being. And it's just one of those, are we going to pass up on having somebody that qualified, that smart, that beautiful, wonderful person? Oh, yeah, she was Miss America.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just a quality integrity. And she's an R. She's not a D. So a lot of people go in and just push the D. You're missing out if you don't put Erica in there. Plus, you're going to have every big seat in the state of Illinois will be Democrat. And okay. If that's what you want to do, let's check the report card. Ooh, not so good. It's not. The state's not very good politically. 359-2255. What are we doing with that debt? What are we going to do with the pensions? What are we going to do? Raise taxes. Oh, okay. That'll keep people in the state.
Right.
Text in 359-2255. Back in a moment.
Houlihan's at 1900 South First Street in Champaign is so close to the State Farm Center, it only makes sense to meet there before the concert or game. Enjoy dinner and drinks to start your great night out. Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30, enjoy local talent performing live at the lounge. Why not take it up a notch and get a room? Surprise your sweetheart with a first-class experience. Make arrangements by visiting stayattheeye.com. Houlihan's and the Eye Hotel and Conference Center. For meetings, special occasions, or events across the street.
There are a bunch of judges on the November ballot. Do you know who to vote for?
I really like Ramona Sullivan. Did you know that of the 14 current judges on the circuit court, all of them are white and Republican and 13 are male? How is that an accurate representation of our community?
That is appalling. Judges make crucial decisions that impact people's lives for years, and that is one perspective being represented.
Ramona's been a legal aid attorney for 22 years, has three kids, lost her first husband, and was a single parent. I really like what she has to say about balancing the bench.
It's settled. I'm voting for Ramona Sullivan for circuit judge this November 6th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Ramona Sullivan. I'm Ramona Sullivan, an experienced attorney running for circuit judge. There are many Tuesdays in my life that I will never forget. Tuesday, July 4th, 2000, when my first husband died due to Marfan syndrome. Tuesdays in July, in 1995, in 2000, and in 2014, when I gave birth to my three children. And Tuesday, November 6th, 2018, when I hope to be elected as circuit judge so that I can bring to the bench all of the valuable perspectives that I have gained from my personal and professional experiences. Please help me balance our bench. Vote for Ramona Sullivan. Paid for by the committee to elect Ramona Sullivan.
If you have never been to spring training, you don't know what you're missing. Escape with the Cardinals to warm sunshine and blue skies in Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats at the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. For information and for reservations, go to cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a 4MAX toilet. 4MAX flushing technology gets the bowl two times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each 4MAX toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on my4max.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with buy online, pick up in store, or job site delivery. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Well, I see. This is what you think of me. Very nice.
What, when the text in says, why don't you get AAA to solve your mechanical problem?
I have AAA, but you didn't. Or you didn't know you did.
Yeah. No, again, Mike's department.
Mike, your husband, you just call him and he does everything.
That's right.
He knows how to do everything.
I just love that about him.
Well, he just knows how to do everything. So she was left to call one of her brothers or me, and somehow she chose me. And somehow I knew how to jump a car.
Because I think Deuce Construction had the tailgate party going on.
Yeah, he probably didn't want them to come over.
Right.
Yeah. All right, here's the point spread, and this is locker room material for me. Because Nebraska, you know, they played Ohio State tough, 36-31. They lost in Columbus. I don't think Ohio State's that good. I think Michigan's going to school them this year. Michigan's the real deal in the Big Ten. They're really good defense. Anyway, Illinois is a 17.5-point underdog to Nebraska? Nebraska's 2-7. I got a new defensive coordinator, man. I'm feeling it. 17.5? This city.
Ooh. All right, Ted in Champaign says, good run game also opens up play action pass, which is also part of the offensive explosiveness Saturday.
I'm telling you what, it was so good for us and so bad for them, they fired the defensive coordinator
that's
after
right,
the game.
Rob Smith.
Can you imagine people in Minneapolis going, that's Illinois. They just lost by 30 to Maryland. And we gave 55.
We're so embarrassed.
Oh, they had a lot of Minnesota guys leaving early. There were quite a few here. And they were silent. Oof.
Wow.
Anyway, good for us.
55-31 was the final, and now we have Nebraska.
17.5-point favorite, Nebraska? They're 2-7, and I know they're playing better, but I think we can compete.
Huh.
Let's go.
Speaking of the Illini and competing, volleyball game, they swept Maryland. 1 hour, 12 minutes is all it took.
I saw that. And
wow.
Yeah, Maryland is not up to the level of what Illinois is used to. Illinois is really good at volleyball. They rank 4?
That's right.
Man.
Illinois is 11-3 and 22-3 overall. Bears win. Saints win.
Yeah.
Patriots over the Packers. Tennessee and Dallas tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
This is Dan Walsh.
As quality for less. While in Tuscola, when Grace was speaking to Tuscola High School, and by the way, if anybody wants her to speak, go to missillinois.org. And you can request an appearance. She loves speaking. She'd love to speak for your group if you'd like. MissIllinois.org.
A terrific message at an assembly.
Yeah, it was nice of you to come. It was really nice. We went into Kelsey's. I went down and saw Chad.
Okay, good.
At Kelsey's, and he's in Stevie J Pays, which is where you advertise and you don't pay if Illinois doesn't win. So he was getting a good chuckle out of that. Because most of the time I pay.
Exactly.
But not for Saturday.
Excellent.
Yes, and I also, there's a candy shop downtown Tuscola?
Right, no, wait.
It kind of looks like a Vriner.
Right, but...
oh, my gosh.
I just lost it.
Sugar Bustard, I definitely had a couple pieces of candy.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, my goodness. Homemade it?
I know.
And
it's a good restaurant, too.
I did buy some sugar-free taffy. So, anyway, Tuscola, and we're...
Blessers. Candy Kitchen.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Really good.
751 ESPN 93.5. Here is your weather forecast.
All right. We've got some clouds today. Then an 80% chance of showers after 4. Today's high 53, 45 our low tonight. Chance of showers should dissipate late. And then we've got a decrease in the clouds. High 55, partly cloudy and low 36 for tomorrow's forecast. On Wednesday, sunshine, high 47, dipping down to 28 Wednesday night. Then cooler for us. Highs around 40 is good. Then Thursday night, chance of snow showers with a low 28.
Man,
you gotta be.
You got your scraper thingy in there?
I am just not ready for any of that.
Well, get the scraper thingy out. Make sure you got that.
High 37 for Saturday and Veterans Day on Sunday, high 38.
Yep.
45 now on ESPN 93.5.
Well, go over to Honda BMW. I'm kind of regular over there. You might see me because I do stop by there quite often.
Well, this commercial seems to be working. My son Aiden starts to pick out things that we should test drive when we drive by over by Gordon's.
There you go. It's right there at Burwash and Neal in Savoy. And what this dealership has done in 5 or 6 years, there are hundreds of Hondas on the lot. There are a lot of BMWs for you to test drive as well. And Ben Quattrone and his team have gotten it so darn good, they actually won the Honda President's Award, which is like a Super Bowl in that industry. It's really hard to win. It puts them in the top 10% of dealers in America. And that's just a heck of a job. So go see what that looks like and see all the areas they're so good at. When you go to service, they're going to fix it. The first time I drove in one of the vehicles, and I said, yeah, the tire light's on, because in the winter, tire lights go on because of the changing temperatures and all that. Not a big deal, but they check all the, right when I'm standing there. I'm done in 5 minutes.
Right.
And just great service, and just everybody is, yes, sir. May I help you? I mean, just really impressive.
Sure.
DriveChampagne.com, their impressive website. Say it to Ben Quattrone. It's DriveChampagne.com. At Neil and Brew Wash, it's Honda, BMW. 7:53. Okay, so the election tomorrow. I've obviously campaigned here a moment ago for Erica Herold. But otherwise, just vote.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out there and do it. Get her done.
That's right.
Exercise the amazing privilege we have. One of the things Grace talked about in Tuscola was that we're not entitled to anything.
Mm-hmm.
We need to work for what we get.
That's right.
That is a good old American value of rolling up your sleeves. Because the entitlement age of you owe me is terrible for the foundation and the fabric of our country. We don't owe you anything. You know what this country owes you? A chance to wake up every morning and do something that you want to do. It gives you an opportunity. That's it. It might not work. It might fail. It might not even be your fault, and bad things could happen. But how do you respond to that? Mm-hmm. It isn't if you get knocked down, right? It's how you get up.
Exactly.
Everybody goes through stuff. You know how when things happen to you and you're just in this incredible period where I can't believe it, I'll promise you, you'll see and hear about somebody that's got it 50 times worse.
That's right.
It always happens.
Mm-hmm.
There are situations that dwarf your issues. So, with that in mind, go vote. And then let's count them. And you know what? Whatever happens tomorrow night, I'm predicting the House stays Republican and the Senate goes 55+. If it goes all Democrat, I will stand, I will salute, and I will say, God bless America. I disagree with what happened, but this is where we live.
That's right.
And we don't fight. We don't break windows. We don't scream at people in restaurants. We don't take up arms. We go to the ballot box. And if the Democrats send more to the ballot box than the Republicans, way to go. We'll see you in 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we settle things. We don't settle it by violence. The far left has gone too far. I think most Democrats that are what I would call normal understand that's inappropriate. We don't want to fight. Nobody wants to fight. And don't think it can't happen. We don't want to fight. We've done that before. So let's just go vote. And let's observe and respect and move forward after tomorrow, no matter what. Back in a moment. News is next, ESPN 93.5.